Okay, we'll call the meeting, this meeting of the May City Council study session for July 14, 2011 to order. The first item on our agenda is to review the items on the agenda for tonight's regular City Council meeting. Items 3A through 4A, Councilmember Glover.
I have a question about 3B.
Item 3B.
It's been brought to my attention that the applicant has been accused by one of our fellow communities of not paying sales tax to the city. Tim, do you know if the applicant has paid all of his sales tax to other communities that he's done business in?
Mayor, Councilmember Glover, at this point in time, we do not know that they have. Our records show that, or there's still a newspaper articles that are alleging that they have not paid their taxes to one of our communities and that they are still outstanding. And in fact, there's still a court date set for August 25th to address that.
Thank you, Tim. I would move to pull this from consent agenda and recommend denial. I'm afraid that if we set a precedent that we allow businesses that don't pay their sales tax in other communities, that we're setting ourselves up to have to go after them for not paying in our communities. And I want to make it be business friendly, of course, but I don't want to invite people that don't cooperate with our fellow municipalities.
Okay, so remove item 3B from the consent agenda. Ms. Spinner.
Thank you, Mayor. If I might remind the council, under state law, if the council is going to make a recommendation for denial on a liquor license application, we need to, in the motion, specifically state the basis for the denial. So if you can just include that in the motion.
Now, during the meeting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not right now, during the meeting. Let me ask you a question. You say there's a newspaper article. Do we know if there are any liens or anything that were filed by, what jurisdiction was this that?
Mayor, it would be Pinal County, and we did check, and there are no liens filed.
So there's a court case, and yet they haven't filed any liens or anything. So we know there's a court case, though.
Correct, according to the newspaper article. And yes, we did verify that there is actually a court case.
Okay, so, and that's Pinal County is?
It's actually in Apache Junction Municipal Court.
Oh, okay. All right. And so they're going after what they allege or they claim are past due taxes?
Yes, Mayor.
Sales taxes, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Ms. Spinner, what would we do if we include that? Would that be that, I mean, because we don't know. There's an allegation here. There's a court case. My guess is that, I don't know if the applicant denies owing it or is fighting or whatever. I don't. What would we include in that motion?
Mayor, I think what you would do is you just include in the motion, assuming this is the basis, you can just say that upon information and belief, there is outstanding sales tax in another jurisdiction, and because of that, we believe it would not be appropriate to issue a liquor license in the city of Mesa.
Oh, okay. Councilmember Glover.
And just one thing to add to that, I would have no problem approving this applicant if you were to settle all claims with Apache Junction, if there are such claims that he needs to pay, then if he pays those, then I would be okay with.
And I guess when he went before the state liquor board, he'd have that opportunity to show whether he has or not.
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay. All right. So item 3B is off consent. Anything else on that page? Items 5A through 5E.
Mayor.
Yeah, Mr. Brady.
Would like to remove from the agenda item 5C.
5C. Ixnay on 5C. Okay. Anything else on that page?
That's why.
Sorry, what?
I'm just wondering why.
The Vice Mayor wonders why.
Mayor and Vice Mayor, we'd like to rebid these proposals. One of the things that we're going to make sure is stipulated in our bid documents that was not included in this time, that the ultimate bid price will include a net out of city sales tax that are being paid.
Okay.
So we just want to make that didn't get make it into this one, and we want to make sure it does the next round.
Okay. Yeah. Items 5F through 5H. items 6A through 6H. Items 6I through 7E. And items 8A through 10A. The next item on the agenda is approval, and I hope this is the last for the little while of a couple of new appointments to the boards and committees. I have a motion from the Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Glover. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Item 3 is acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. I have a motion by the Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? It is approved. Hear reports on conferences and meetings attended. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Late last week, I had the opportunity to attend the summer board meeting for the National League of Cities. And we were hosted by James Mitchell, who's the NLC president, and who had, again, kind words for Arizona and Mesa in terms of our efforts to host the upcoming annual meeting of the National League of Cities, which will bring several thousand elected officials to Arizona this fall. I know they're looking forward to the mobile workshops that we have prepared, that we have recommended from Mesa's standpoint. National League of Cities board was working very hard on its federal program, focusing on the federal issues, really priority of infrastructure needs for our community. Infrastructure obviously can include such things as transportation, broadband, many other items. But I think that's going to be the kind of the title of the topic that will be the focus of the discussion. And we did receive positive news that the president has asked to meet with the NLC board in September at the White House. And according to at least our staff and our board, it's evidence of a good relationship with the entities that represent local government. And I'm sure, Mayor, you can chime in on that. The contacts and the reaching out to the U.S. Conference of Mayors has been, I think, pretty extensive and positive. And the same thing is happening with the National League of Cities. So it was a very positive meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay, Mr. Brady.
All right, Mayor, Council, appreciate all the hard work. We've done a lot in the last few months, accomplishing a lot of great things for Mesa. So we'd like to give you a break. So we'll, after today's meeting, our next council meeting will be on August 18th, Thursday morning study session at 7:30.
Councilman Kavanaugh.
Yeah, I would like to add, though, that before we come back from our break, at least in District 3, we'll be having another coffee with the council member on July 29th at the Webster Recreational Center. And so we'll invite people there. We're going to have representatives from our Parks Department talk about all the great programs that we have available in our community at the throughout the community. But it's a way for us to showcase the Webster Rec Center. Thank you.
That's it.
That's it. See you.
Okay.
I mean, motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aye. Okay. We're adjourned. Thank you.